Good morning, or afternoon, as the case may be. My name is Susan Flint, and I am running for Petersburg Borough Assembly. Today is the day we've all been waiting for. Finally, the ballots are in the mail. We will all be going to the post office to get them in a day or two. For or against, we all have Petersburg addresses. We are all neighbors. My family first came to Petersburg 100 years ago. We have always served in local and state positions while creating businesses that have provided jobs and growth. My grandparents worked hard for statehood, and now my generation is working for borough formation. My husband and I started Rockies Marine 32 years ago, and this is my 16th year as an elected official. I am voting for borough formation, and I want to share a couple of important reasons why. First and foremost, I want us to have a say in the future development in our area, our backyard. When a Bellingham company wanted to develop hydro in Thomas Bay, that seems so wrong to me. Yes, FERC does want to deal with local governments with its projects, and as it stands now, there is no local government in Thomas Bay. With borough formation, the Petersburg Borough will be the local government for Thomas Bay. Secondly, borough formation really does mean more money for our town, but most importantly, for our schools. We have one of the best school systems in the state, and we want to keep it that way. As we heard on the KFSK call-in show last Monday, the caller had over 40 acres on Knig Slough in the Wrangell Borough, taxed at 4 mills. That cost him less than $180 per year. Our borough is proposing 4 mills for the newly acquired land as well. All those running for borough assembly are committed to 4 mills. No one is going to lose their land or have to sell it to pay taxes. The unorganized borough is fast disappearing. Prince of Wales Island and many villages are exploring forming or joining a borough. This is not more layers of government. It is the same level of government. It will be the Petersburg Borough with the city of Kuprinoff within it. Two governments, just like now. Residents of the new areas can now participate in Petersburg government, serving on the assembly or boards or commissions they are passionate about. I read in the news last week that Alaska is the number one state in the nation for retirees. Think about all the benefits we receive. Permanent fund dividend checks every year, no state income tax, seniors forgiven the first $150,000 of their property tax value, sales tax exempted in many places. Petersburg merchants even give extra discounts to seniors on groceries and other merchandise. Aren't we lucky? So I ask you all to vote and get those ballots back in the mail. I hope you support borough formation and take a positive step forward for the future of the area we all love.